Welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel, or welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. Today's topic, very simple word, comes around this time of year, every year. Overwhelm. Overwhelm is a sensation, is an emotion that we experience when we feel like there's a lot of things that we are responsible to do, things that we're trying to get to do, but feel overwhelmed, feel like this sensation of like, I just can't keep up. There's not enough hours in the day. I have too many things on my list, whatever it is. So overwhelm is something that we actually induce on ourselves. Yes, we can alleviate this feeling by number one, trying to say no to some things that are not necessary. It's okay to say no if it's not in your schedule, if it doesn't work for you, if it's something that you don't really feel interested in doing and just feel obligated, but it's not going to hurt anyone if you choose not to. That's called boundaries. Creating boundaries and sticking with them. Listening to your body and your mind on what you can handle at this point. You don't have to go to that party just because you were invited and you feel like you need to please the hostess or the host. You can say, no, thank you, not at this time. Another boundary is you don't need to give an excuse of why you're saying no. It's no one's business why. It could be something that you literally just can't handle. It causes you anxiety. You may not want to tell the host or hostess that it gives me anxiety to come into one more party. You don't want to do that. You can just say, no, not at this time, but thank you. Maybe next time. Or if you really have something else that you need to do, like a doctor's appointment, again, you don't need to share that with anyone. So that first thing is having boundaries will help you prevent you adding things to your to-do list. And when you keep adding things to your to-do list, the to-do list gets really long, and then you create that sensation of overwhelm, and you feel like you're running behind, and you just can't seem to catch up. Another way that you can take care of this to alleviate this overwhelm emotion sensation is to, yes, create a to-do list. Put the thoughts onto paper. When you take the thoughts and write them down onto paper, it actually is freeing up your mind. It's creating space in your head. So you can think. It helps you look at your thoughts on the paper, helps you untangle them. Maybe you can even cross out stuff that do not serve you and you choose not to do, and then shorten the list, whatever it is. Or if that list stays long, that's okay too. I invite you to just look at the list at night or in the morning before you go to bed at night or first thing in the morning before you start your day, whatever works for you. Look at that list, get a sticky note or a note card, and write down three of the most important things on that list that need to be taken care of either that same day or that week. And then after you write those three most important tasks that need to be taken care of, I invite you to circle one of those three tasks that needs to be done first. You must get it out of the way, otherwise it's going to be looming over your head, giving you, again, that sensation of overwhelm, because sometimes by the end of the day, you feel like, what happened? I don't feel like I got anything done. If you have the to-do list, it's written down, your thoughts are on the paper. If you take the three thoughts and put them on another piece of paper or a note card or a sticky note, circle the number one thing that needs to be done first, and don't do anything else except that one number one circled thing. And once you scratch that off, you can go throw in a load of laundry or go call that friend or do whatever busy work or something that you like to do. Then come back to the list, look at the two things that are left. Circle the one that's more important than the other. Take care of it. Don't do anything else. And then scratch it off and then do something fun. Another example is like when we have 5 to 6, maybe even 10 tabs open on the computer, we're multitasking. When we're checking an email, checking a Facebook post, checking a ping, or whatever, we lose focus on the task that's at hand. And then at the end of the day, we're not very productive. We're just busy. There's a difference between productive and busy. And by the 8 o'clock at night, you're like, what did I get done? I just don't feel like I got anything done. None of these tabs were taken care of. The full task wasn't taken care of. So another way to look at that circled task is only have one tab open, complete that task, set a timer, complete it, then move to the next tab, then move to the next task that you need to do. So by taking all those tasks that you need to get done, prioritizing them, and then picking the top three for that day, or maybe even week, it just depends on what these things are, and not doing anything else until you complete that task. Now, this doesn't include if you have things in your schedule, like if you have appointments and stuff. You take care of your appointments, but when it's come down to you sitting down to try to complete a task, that circle task is the one that you will complete first. And as you go through these circle tasks and scratching them out and then prioritizing, you'll start to feel a bit of just freedom. You won't feel so overwhelmed. I've shared this task, this method, with two of my wellness coaching clients recently, and they seemed to have loved it. They thought it made sense and they feel like it works. I've been doing it myself as I do practice what I preach. A lot of the stuff that I share with you is something that I'm specifically going through and trying to deal with, or I have gone through it and I did it and it worked. So this is not a diet plan. This is just a mental detox plan. Try not to be overwhelmed over the months of December. Well, today's the last day for me, November 30th. I'm recording this early. December is here. January is around the corner. But why not start your new practice of not being overwhelmed today? Rather than saying, oh, I'm just going to wait till January 1st. What's the magic about January 1st? How about let me start today? The successful people actually plan their upcoming year in October and November and December. They don't start planning in January and start in January. They're already starting their plans in October, November, and December. Putting the thoughts down, taking the three that work. That need to be taken care of, circling the number one from that, and only working on that until you get it done. Try it. Message me or leave me a comment in the link. Let me know how it works for you. Try not to be overwhelmed over the holiday season because the holidays are times for us to relax and have fun too. Don't forget, our health and wellness is important. And if we stay healthy and well, if we stay happy within, more people will want to hang out with us. Have a wonderful weekend, and until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Prana Health, Wellness, and Yoga. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss any upcoming episodes. Also, if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I have a private group called Living Healthy, Living Well, giving tips and tricks for a healthy lifestyle. If you would also like to learn more about my coaching sessions, group, individual and yoga sessions, group and private, visit my website www.pranahealthpc.com. All of these will be in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.